You back on Eastern time yet? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's a little easier coming this way and then going the other, but I think I'm all right.
You bet. So take us through the general experience of playing a World Hockey Championships in the middle of a global pandemic, getting over to Riga and living the life, because this tournament is a little bit more a marathon than a sprint. You're over there for a few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're gone like 4 weeks or something like that. And to be honest, I mean, with the pandemic and with it being a bubble, like, you know, I've heard from other guys in other years how, you get to enjoy the city. And we were on such a strict lockdown of not being able to leave the hotel. It was a bit of a grind for the first 3 weeks, I'd say. But once we hit the medal rounds, it was, you know, obviously the excitement of the tournament just kind of took over. But it was, Hockey Canada did their best to make it as great as possible. Had a couple outings and stuff. But, you know, at times it was a bit of a grind.
And you lose the first three. What was the turnaround like? And were guys just like, after the third one, okay, this is over and we'll just play however we're going to play? Or explain what the change was from game three to game four.
Well, I mean, we didn't really, we figured that if we won the next four, we'd get in. We needed 12 points to get in, we thought. And so, and we knew we had a good team. We knew we got that Mangiapane after game 3-2. I mean, we knew we were getting better. And we knew that, like, those games that we lost, we just couldn't score. It's like, I think the goalie on the opposing team got MVP all three games or something. And then, I mean, it's hard to keep the faith. Obviously, you're down 0-3, and, like, you know, it's not like we're enjoying the city or anything. We're just kind of nothing to do but think about it. And so it just made the whole turnaround that much more sweet.
With Connor Brown on leadoff, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So describe the golden goal, Nick Paul's golden goal, from your perspective.
Well, Paulie made a great play off the draw. Like, I think that's what an underrated play about that whole goal is. He kind of lost the draw, and then he jumped forward, and he knew the guy was going to throw it back. And he kind of sniped it, and then he just threw a burger in my feet, and I just threw it back to him, and it was a goal.
Are you keeping an eye on the playoffs this year? I know every year I get knocked out. It's kind of like you always see who knocks you out or don't make the playoffs, different teams you played against. What have you keeping an eye? And if so, surprised that the Canadians are off to the Final Four?
Yeah, I've been watching. Yeah, I mean, obviously a little bit of a surprise, but you know, they have a good team. They're extremely deep, especially made for the playoffs. Like, all they have really good four lines. And obviously, you know, the Carey, when he's playing well, there's no better. So, you know, it's understandable what they're doing. I mean, you know, it's really just going to show just the depth of teams is so massive when it comes to playoff time. And, you know, I think they're a good factor of that. And other than that, you know, I was watching the Islanders game last night. That was another team that's just, you know, they're just so deep, and they just play a good team game.
Man, we'll never take for granted fans in the stands again, huh?
It's so fun to watch. I know it's I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be unreal to get back to that. It was that was awesome to watch.
With Connor Brown of the Ottawa Senators and one of the Team Canada heroes at the World Hockey Championships, Canada claiming gold. How close are you guys up there in Ottawa, Connor, to really breaking through? And I think we're going to go back to divisions as we understood them to be pre-COVID. So it's tough at the top, but how close are you and the Ottawa Senators to breaking through and trying to punch a ticket into the playoffs here?
I mean, you know, post deadline, I don't know exactly what our record was, but we were, you know, we didn't have many losses after the deadline, and we played a brand and a game that we felt like, you know, that was our team moving forward. And, you know, we feel confident, to be honest. We feel that whole end of the year was, you know, we had a conversation amongst the guys. It's just all about building confidence moving into the next year. And that's exactly what we did. So, you know, I think we're all excited to hit the ground running. We believe we had got a really competitive team.
What are your summers like now? Do you take time off? When do you start training, getting back on the ice? Obviously, we're not sure about next year yet, but what's a typical start of the off season like for you?
Well, I'll take a week or two off here, and then ease back into it, get into the gym a bit, and I'll stay off the ice for some time now. But you know, slowly get into the gym. Some aches and pains from a bit of a grind of a year, and get those all sorted out and hit the ground running.
I mean, Connor, we're obviously not asking you to divulge anything personal in conversations you may have with your pals, but it's pretty obvious you're a former Leaf, so you've got a lot of friends on the team. It was a tough out for them against Montreal. You're buddies with Connor McDavid. You guys lit up the OHL as line mates in Erie. He had a tough out in the first round, Oilers getting swept by the Jets. Do you, and I know you were overseas, but do you typically communicate with guys in situations like that, or is it one of those things where you just let it breathe?
I think I just letting it breathe. I mean, I've talked to, you know, some of my, you know, close with a lot of guys in the Leafs from my time there. I've talked to them, but not really about anything but hockey kind of thing, because I know how, I've went through two game seven losses against Boston. I know how it takes a little to get over it. I mean, it's tough, especially in this market. I mean, it's just, I can imagine how those guys are feeling and the disappointment, but, they're lucky to have a good roster and a good club, and they can compete year in, year out.
Well, Jeff from Oakville on the text line, 590-590, says, good morning, Connor. Entertaining win for you guys. And he wants to say thank you for saving spring hockey in the city of in the city of Toronto. So there you go. Doing good for some brokenhearted
there
Leafs fans. Something with a Maple Leaf on the chest did well. Thank you for doing this, Connor. Have a wonderful summer. And we'll wish you luck in almost every game you play next year. Just be nice in the five or six you play against the Maple Leafs, all right?
All right. See you guys.
There you go. Connor Brown.